Thank you, Mr. Chair. I took the floor yesterday in support of my colleague from Ecuador, but we ran out of time, and I said that I would reserve my explanation to the session this morning. So I wish to take the floor in that context. Mr. Chair, with regard to how the draft is structured, I just wish to present my delegation's view on how we appreciate the draft report. We appreciate the draft report, Mr. Chair, in the context of two things. First, we see this as the signpost of the progress in our long GGE journey. And we envision this journey in the roadmap that we presented at the beginning of this year when we had our first session. And in that roadmap, we presented a three-step working method wherein first we recall the minimum premise of why we are here for this current cycle of the GGE and why we have this mandate. And I think these premises were encapsulated perfectly in the signpost document that was submitted by 23 states in that first session. And second, to consolidate our common understanding with a view to proposing a new mandate on the basis of those consolidated understanding. And in our view, that new mandate should be, of course, a negotiation, but this view is, of course, subject to test this week if that would withstand the challenge of achieving consensus. We think we have enough elements throughout the last 9 years to discuss and consolidate our understanding, and that the bifurcated approach that seems to be gathering momentum this week seems to be the appropriate vehicle for that, and that's how we appreciated paragraph 17 and 18. But we want to make it clear that this bifurcated approach is merely the vehicle for us to move forward. We do not see this as already encapsulating the measures that we would agree or endorse to the high contracting parties to address lethal autonomous weapon systems. So that's one way of looking at the report. It's a signpost, and it's a way for us to consolidate the common understanding, but those understanding are not yet the measures that we agreed upon. Secondly, Mr. Chair, we see this report as a factual reflection of our work in the context of our mandate. And our mandate really has two components. First, to consider proposals, and second, to elaborate options and possible measures. And I think we have to be faithful in reporting to the high contracting parties how we fulfilled these two elements of the mandate. We have seen the commencement, we have seen the consideration of proposals, I think, in the last two GGE sessions. And this week, my delegation's view is that we have commenced the elaboration of these proposals. And I think it's important to reflect that we have commenced such elaboration, not only because it is factual, but because it demonstrates the progress. It's the signpost of where we are right now in our journey. So that is the context why we support Ecuador's proposed paragraph 22 bis. But actually, my delegation would be would really be flexible as regard whether this should be a paragraph 22 bis or it should replace paragraph 22 entirely. But what we want to really reflect in this is that in the context and objectives of the purposes of the convention, we considered proposals and commenced the elaboration of possible measures and other options related to the normative and operational framework in accordance with our current mandate. And those proposals and possible measures include a legally binding instrument in the form of a protocol, non-binding measures, or clarification of international law. I think it is very crucial to reflect that there are proposals and there are possible measures that have been presented, and we have commenced the elaboration of these proposals. My delegation believes that this elaboration already merits going to the next step, which is to negotiate. But again, this will be subject to the test of consensus throughout our deliberations this week. I thank you, Mr. Chair.